3 weeks before Czechs go to the polls to vote in elections to the European Parliament, campaigning is in full swing. While the two strongest parties are engaged in destructive mudslinging, the campaign also features a new note, the Lisbon Treaty. Jan Richter has the details.
The fall of the Czech government in the middle of the country's EU presidency has further exacerbated the already bad relations between the two major Czech parties, Mr. Topolánek's centre-right Civic Democrats and the Social Democrats headed by Jiří Paroubek. Both parties have put their money on destructive, negativistic campaigns, focusing on each other's weaknesses rather than bringing up real issues and presenting their own priorities. In November, a negative campaign by the Social Democrats ahead of Senate and regional elections hinged on criticizing the government's reforms, and it worked perfectly. The party has therefore decided to follow the same strategy in the elections to the European Parliament.
Já budu volit ODS, protože teď kvůli drahé elektřině se Božena nemůže denně dívat na televizní seriály.
I will vote for the Civic Democrats, says an elderly man in the street, because due to expensive electricity, my wife cannot watch soap operas on TV every day. But the Civic Democrats had learned their lesson. In February, they launched a website called Social Democrats Against You. The site ridicules some of the party's ideas and promises, as well as some of Mr. Paroubek's most memorable moments. One of them shows Mr. Paroubek answering questions about his income. He ended by asking the reporters, "No offense, ladies and gentlemen, but who among you makes as much?" Just like in the past elections to the European Parliament, the two major parties pay little attention to EU agenda. But there are others for which EU-related topics are central and sometimes even crucial parts of their programs. One of them is the newly established Free Citizens Party, founded by Petr Mach, a former student of President Václav Klaus. The party wants to defend Czech national interests in the EU, which really means fighting against the Lisbon Treaty and any further European integration, and they would like to form a genuine opposition in the European Parliament. The Free Citizens Party had a good start earlier this year when the president expressed support for the new Eurosceptic group. But as one of its candidates said, Mr. Klaus recently told him that they ruined all opportunities for the right wing for years to come. Another Eurosceptic group is Libertas.cz, the Czech branch of an Eurosceptic movement founded by Ireland's Declan Genley. Its number one candidate for the coming elections is former Civic Democrat Vlastimil Tlustý, who helped topple the government in March. And number two on the ticket is MEP Vladimír Železný, a former TV tycoon who was unfortunately given suspended sentence of 2 years for tax frauds. Meanwhile, polls suggest that the Christian Democrats, who are defending 2 seats in the European Parliament, will have a tough time getting in at all. There are also 2 Green parties, the extremist Workers' Party, and some other rather obscure groupings, such as Firemen and Entrepreneurs, the Monarchists and the Moravians. The outcome of the vote will also depend on voter turnout, which in 2004 was exceptionally low, just over 28%. Therefore, one common strategy that all parties share is to convince as many voters as possible to come to the polls.
Jan Richter with that report. If you have any opinions about that or anything else in our programme, drop us a line at english@radio.cz.